All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and yeah, we're still doing the Halloween Horror Month, but we've got to continue to bring you discipline, which gets pretty horrific, to be fair, so it kind of is in line with Halloween Horror Month. And we bring it to you weekly anyway, so whatever. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. If you guys last remember, I think we were doing a... Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm going past this because there was just an option that we had to make. Okay. Now we can start. So my option... Okay. I throw scissors. Miyagishi does it too. Not bad. This breaks the tie. I throw a rock. Miyagishi throws scissors. Yes! Serves you right. This is how decisions are made. Great. Good luck cleaning up. I smile and pat Miyagishi on the back. Sorry, I gotta go to the bathroom. Hold it. Of course. It's number two and I can't hold it. Miyagishi says and smiles. Then finish when you're done. Once I go in there, I won't be out for at least 30 minutes, so do it for poor me, Hayami-kun. Miyagishi says and winks and makes a thanks for taking care of it gesture. You never intended to do it anyway, did you? You're so mean. Do you want me to have an accident? I never said that. Then you'll take care of it. Huh? Alright, go, go, go! Hey, wait a minute. Miyagishi doesn't pay any attention to me and skips out of the room. I can understand that you're in shock, but will you hurry up and clean up? Otakawa's words were the final blow. Clank, clank. I mutter insults about Miyagishi under my breath as I wash the dishes. Otakawa is behind me sipping tea, relaxing. There, I'm finished. I'm finished washing the dishes and I'm finally free. It's a lot of work to do dishes for five people. Good work, how about some tea? I'll take some. I sit down at the table and sip on the piping hot tea. I look and see a tea twig, floating in my cup. This must be a good omen. Come to think of it, nothing good has happened these last few days. What are you smiling about? Nothing. Oh. The conversation stops. We sit in silence, sipping our tea. I can't stand it and I break the silence. What? Are the tests here really that difficult? Where is this coming from? I thought you had it under control enough to sleep during class. Will you leave that alone? What then? I'm just a little worried because I just got here and suddenly it's exam time. But to be honest, I'm a little scared about what Suda was saying and I'm starting to panic. I get it, but there's no need to be too concerned. It's harder than average, but the tests themselves aren't that difficult, so if you nail the easy questions, you won't get a black mark. All you have to do is score close to the average. The cutoff grade is half the average score, so if you don't make that many mistakes, you won't score so low. She makes it sound so easy, but she can say that because she's Otakawa. I can't even follow the lectures. There's no way the exams are going to be easy for me. I'll bring you the last exam so you can see. Odakawa goes back to her room and brings back the question sheet. Here it is. The teacher who made up these questions was nice, so they weren't that difficult. It was a math question sheet. I looked through the worksheet. My spirits start to sink as I look at the problems. By the time I get to the end, my head is filled with dread. Odakawa is a liar. There are hardly any easy questions. So, are you feeling more confident? I shake my head. Really? I didn't think they were so hard. Which ones don't you get? All of them. What? You should be able to answer at least one of them. I don't get a single one. No way, not a single one? They aren't easy, but we learned this ages ago. In my case, I cram the night before the test, and once it's over, it gets completely erased from my head. It's more memorization than studying, so there's no way I can do this. Odakawa shows me all kinds of math problem sheets, but the end result is the same. Instead of boosting my confidence, it completely flattens it. It's my strongest subject, and I don't get it at all. What can I say? It may be easy for Odakawa. I can only answer the multiple choice questions, and those are only guesses. Oh no, this is serious. Odakawa throws her hands up. What have you been studying up until now? Well, I can't answer specifically what I've been studying, but... Excuse me, I thought I was studying the same as everyone else, but now I wonder what good it did me. This is dire. You're not going to be able to pull it off. Even if you study your butt off starting now, it won't make a dent. Odakawa's comment is the nail in my coffin. Never mind, I would do what I've always done. It's always worked out, so I'm sure I can get through this too. I won't ask for your help, I say full of pride, but I know full well that that's not gonna work. Even if I stayed up all night, I just transferred here. I have no idea what's gonna be on the test. The textbooks are all different. My notes are useless. It's hopeless. I see. Good luck then. I'll be interested to see how well you do. I'm sorry I ever asked you. Then don't ask. You might have a chance if you worked like your life depended on it, but you have no intention of that, do you? If I could work that hard, I'd be doing it already. This is going nowhere. Gah. She doesn't care one bit. What about you? Don't you have to worry about yourself? Me? I have nothing to worry about. I know it's my own doing, but it still makes me mad. Must be nice being an honor student, I say spitefully. If you're diligent every day, you don't have to panic when the time comes, Odakawa says with a calm look on her face. Never mind, I've learned plenty. I don't care anymore. I'm gonna have to worry about it later anyway, so why bother worrying about it now? I get up. Odakawa starts saying something to me. Even if you think it's pointless, you should still study a little. Mind your own business. Even if I study my ass off right now, it's not going to make a difference. How can I put any effort in knowing that? I don't say anything and get up and head back to my room. Flutter. You dropped something. Something must have fallen out of my pocket as I stood up. I didn't realize. Odakawa picks it up and looks at it. It's a picture of something. Picture? Did I have a picture with me? Odakawa's expression begins to change as she looks at the picture. The hand holding the picture is shaking as though she has malaria. It can't be. Odakawa's reaction stirs my memory. That picture, it has to be the one Sudo gave me. Oh, it's a picture of Odakawa looking quite unladylike. Grind, grind. I can hear her incredible teeth grinding coming from Odakawa. I can hear incredible teeth grinding coming from Odakawa's mouth. Shit, she's really mad. I feel like a frog being stared at by a snake. Odokawa's knife-like glare makes me feel like I'm shrinking. Odokawa is unconsciously reaching for the knife on the counter. Is she gonna kill me? I can understand that she would want to kill me looking at that picture. What a great bath! Miyagishi comes into the tenth room having just finished her bath. There is steam coming from her body. She's in a great mood, but she notices something's wrong immediately. Huh? What are you guys doing? Miyagishi is irresistibly interested in what's going on. What is that? She peeks at the picture in Odokawa's hand. Wow, what the hell is that vulgar picture? Odokawa, you're not what you seem. Crumple. Odokawa crumples my picture. Miyagishi's comment is the final straw. Odokawa loses it. Hayami? You're gonna tell me about this picture! There isn't a trace of the honor student in her. Miyagishi is watching, grinning. You see, This looks interesting. Can I help? Please. Okay then, you better prepare yourself, Hayami-kun. Miyagishi cracks her knuckles. She's ready to beat me up. Miyagishi has nothing to do with it, but has joined in. I'm in trouble. Miyagishi, you hold him down from behind. Okay. Prepare yourself. Odokawa is smiling, looking tough. She comes closer to me. Hey! Oh no! Odokawa and Miyagishi torture me. I'm beat to a pulp when they finally let me go. The torture menu started with 30 minutes of the electrical massager, followed by various martial art moves by Miyagishi. Then they humiliated me verbally, and finally they made me promise to buy them each 10 days worth of lunch tickets. The worst was the 30 minutes electric massage torture. When they made me bite down on the double voltage electric massager, I thought I was going to suffocate to death. Why does this have to happen to me? Am I cursed? What was that twig in my tea? It's all Sudo's fault. Bad things always happen when I associate with him. This happened to me all because he gave me that picture. I am never going to join the photography club with that cursed guy. Who knows what would happen if I became a member? I am physically and mentally wrecked. I take my clothes off and head to the bath to heal myself. I want to take a bath and go right to bed. I want to forget about all the bad things. I walk through the heat and the steam. I want to have a nice long soak in the tub. I didn't get a chance to yesterday because of what happened. Dunk. I put my feet in the tub first. The water is a bit hot. I put both feet in the tub and sink down. Splash. I sink all the way into my shoulders and feel the exhaustion leave my body. I feel like I'm in paradise. I feel like I'm going to heaven. I relax and stretch my legs. The bath is so big, it seems almost wasteful to be in here by myself. I think what a blessing it is that I'm the only guy in the dorm and that I have to get and I have this bath all to myself. I'm thinking this, stretching my legs out.
Odokawa?
Who is it? Odokawa? I hear a girl's voice from the direction of my feet. There's a little echo on it, but it's definitely Kanada's voice. Exclusive use, my butt. This is the same thing as yesterday. The girl's time is long over. She's totally disregarding the time. Well, I didn't check before getting in. I strain my eyes to see. Eventually, my eyes get accustomed and I can make out Kanada's figure. Okay, yeah, the steam makes it so we can't see each other. But then... Alright. This is the same thing as yesterday. Kanada is soaking in the tub, looking in my direction, doubtfully. I look closely and see that my foot is in Kanada's crotch. This means my foot has been feeling around Kanada's crotch. Shit, accident though it may be, I couldn't have touched a worse place. Even if I apologized, she would never forgive me. I have to play it off like I did yesterday. Oh no, how can my groin be responding at a time like this, you idiot? I curse my crotch that has a mind of its own and try to get it to calm down. Damn, why now? Is the medication still working? Never mind. Canada can't see a thing without her glasses anyway. She'll never see that I have an erection. I become more serious. If I think about it, this is the same situation as yesterday. There's no need to panic. I'm finally gonna take a bath. I just have to leave before I get caught. I don't even try to hide my erection. I get out of the bath. My goods are exposed right at Canada's eye level. Suddenly I feel mischievous and I stick my thing out towards Canada and salute. I'm mad at her for what she did to me at the science club, so it's the perfect retaliation for mocking me. There, Canada, take that! Ha 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 ha! She can't see anyway, so I'm not embarrassed. How liberating. Opportunities like this don't come often. I show my erect penis off to Canada to my heart's content, basking in the liberation. I feel like all the bad things that happened today are flying out of me. Why are you sticking your erect penis out like that? What? Canada says icily. I freeze. She knew? What's going on? How can she see in this steam without her glasses on? We were so close yesterday and she didn't seem to have a clue. You can see? I ask, scared. I can see your dirty thing. Where are my feelings of happiness? They have sunk into the depths of hell along with Canada's comments. I immediately cover my crotch with my hands. No way, you don't have your glasses on. How can you see? I have my contacts in. I'm trying them. Contacts? You didn't have those in yesterday. You didn't have them in yesterday. Yesterday? Shit, she didn't know about yesterday. It's too late to repent now. I see, so it was you in the bath yesterday. I thought there was something strange, especially the body soap. That didn't happen to come out of your thing, did it? She asked, pointing to my thing. Speak up. Yes, you're right, I say weakly. I knew it. I thought it smelled funny. So you rubbed what came out of you all over my body? That was exactly right, so I've no way to deny it. Uh-huh. So how are you gonna make up for this? I didn't mean any harm. I'm desperate to try to get her to forgive me. It's okay, I don't mind telling the others. Anything but that. Canada shows no signs of caring. She continues to throw icy words at me. Then you know. Ayami, I have a bad feeling. Let's see, what will I have you do to make up for it? Canada says with a mean smile on her face. She's scheming. What if she wants money? Canada's calculating, so I can see her doing that. Even her name Canada implies that she likes money. Kana equals money. Oh, it's Canada. It's Kane? Kaneda? Probably Kaneda. It might be Kane, because Kane is money, so Kaneda. Probably Kaneda, not Canada. Kaneda. She makes me squirm a little while she thinks and slowly begins to speak. Let's start with you washing me. I can do that easy. I feel relieved at her simple request. If she's going to let me go with that, she's pretty nice despite her uptight personality. Kaneda. I think it's Kaneda. Yeah, we'll do Kaneda. Kaneda gets out of the tub and sits down in the washing area. Hurry up! I get out of the tub and grab a washcloth and a soap and I go towards her. What is that? You don't need that. But you said wash. Who said to wash me normally? Huh? Then how should I wash you? You're so slow. Lick me with your tongue from corner to corner. with my tongue? I take back what I said. She's not nice at all. She's like the others who live here. It's fine if you don't want to. I'll just tell everyone what you did. Nasty. Too nasty. Come on, hurry up. Fine. I give in and get down on my knees in front of Kaneda. Start with my toes. I stick my tongue out and move my face towards her feet. Lick, lick. I run my tongue along her white legs and lick off the water droplets. Make sure you clean between my toes. I do as I'm told, and I put my tongue between her toes and lick them clean. This is pretty much a domination thing. I'm reminded of the guys' tennis club. I never imagined that I would be doing this. I feel so sorry for myself. I feel like I'm about to cry. So, does it taste good? Why would it taste good? But even performing this humiliating act, I realize I'm starting to get excited. My lower parts are erect and throbbing. Shit, I'm no different than the guys in the tennis club. I'm at war with my libido as I continue to lick Canada's feet. Or, Canada's feet. Stick your tongue out more and lick me like a dog. I diligently lick Canada's legs, which are now covered with my saliva. Here I am licking her frantically with my lower bit swollen, just like a male dog. You're getting pretty good. She's getting intoxicated by the sensation of me licking her legs. And here I thought she was just a nerd. I thought she was the most decent person after Odakawa, but she's no different than Miyagishi. You didn't ever imagine that I would do something like this, did you? I don't spend all my time studying, you know. I have a lot of other interest in studying. I masturbate just like everyone else. I'm a girl, after all. Of course I masturbate to take a break from studying. Kaneda is enjoying this. Kaneda is enjoying this as if it's a way to relieve stress from all the studying she does. I must be the perfect tool for that. You must be bored licking my legs. Move up. I move up, obeying like a domesticated dog. Slurp. Well, I'm not gonna do those. My tongue leaves a shiny mark on her like a snail leaving a trail. As I make my way up her thighs to her groin, there is in front of my eyes is Kaneda's closed crevice. So what do you think, having seen my thing? She doesn't wait for me to answer. She looks at my crotch and smiles. Look, it's so hard. It looks like you will come if I even touch it. Her indecent comment makes me even more excited. To get so excited licking my feet, you've got some tendencies, don't you? Wow. I am humiliated by what she's saying, but I continue to lick her legs. I am already numb. I am totally intoxicated. If you like my legs so much, I will play with you with my feet. She uses her other foot to toy with my penis. Squish, squish. I writhe in excitement. She uses her feet to rub my thing roughly. She's enjoying my reaction as she squeezes me between her toes and massages me with her toes. I desperately endure the pleasure, continue to run my tongue over her thighs as she jacks me off with her feet. And before I know it, my tongue is working its way towards her crevice. Not yet. You can't lick there yet. I am cautioned. I do as I'm told and stop my tongue near her groin. Do you want me to lick it? Kaneda teases me as she moves her foot faster. She's so good, I'm about to come. Do you want to lick me there that badly? I am panting. I nod from between her legs. Kaneda sees my response and smiles happily. Then I'll let you lick it. I bury my face in her crotch as she says this. I strongly put my lips against her crevice. Kaneda's body twitches and she sighs sweetly. I put my tongue in the crack and lick her inside and out. I was able to lick Kaneda's thing without any problem since it was just washed. I feel Kaneda's body heat on my tongue. I savor the nectar coming from within. Ah, this is so obscene. Lick the nectar clean. I don't have to be told. I slurp up the honey that comes seeping out of Kaneda with my tongue. I use the tip of my nose to stimulate her clitoris as I lick her. Kaneda shakes her hips and shakes with pleasure. Ah, that's good. It feels so much better than doing it myself. Kaneda continues to jack me off with her feet. I continue to move my tongue up and down her crotch at the same speed. After a while, Kaneda's breathing speeds up and gets rough. I think she's about to come. She starts to squeeze my tongue in her vagina. No. Yeah, I'm coming! Kaneda says and shakes. She squeezes my head with her thighs and loudly reaches orgasm. Splat! At the same time, a mist comes shooting out of her urethra and splashes me in the face. My head is being held in between her thighs. I can't move, so I have no choice but to let it hit me in the face. I'm sorry, when it feels good, I blow. Kaneda is still shaking from her orgasm. She laughs at my soaked face. I don't even try to wipe off her salty fluids. I am focused on indulging myself in pleasure. Like her, I am so excited I'm ready to come at any moment. Kaneda sees this and uses her feet to bring me to an orgasm. I'm gonna come! Not yet, hang on! She says, but her foot speeds up. I try to hold on, but I can't. I'm coming! Squirt. I moan. I twitch and come, thanks to Kaneda's leg. A large amount of semen shoots out against her naked leg. My semen comes out forcefully and makes a splashing sound when it hits her leg. It keeps coming. Splash. Squirt. I come a second and third time, and finally I stop ejaculating. I look and see a milky white thick fluid running down the curve of her legs. What is this? Kaneda looks at her legs covered in white fluid and scolds me. Who said you could let it out? I have nothing to say back to her. Look how dirty it is, and I was all clean. As punishment, lick off what you let out. But, I look at the fluid I released on Kaneda's legs, and start to feel faint. It does not look like it would taste good. I cannot lick it. I just can't. Go on, hurry! I can't. I just can't. It came out of your body. You can swallow it. It would be fine. This disgusted me the first time I saw it, folks. This is one of the scenes that absolutely disgusted me as a young man. I was like, oh my god, people can do that shit with sex? And it definitely changed the glamour of sex for me when I was a younger, much younger man. Even if it did come out, I was a teenager. Even if it did come out of me, I just can't do it. After all, it came out of... Hurry up. If you don't, I'll scream. Ooh, shit. Kaneda is gonna make me clean this up no matter what. And the more I resist, the more pleasure it's gonna give her. I already know what Kaneda is like. Go on. Hurry. I hesitate for a while, but I gather my resolve and move my mouth towards the fresh white fluid I just released. I get my face closer and I smell the distinctive odor. Gag. I know it's mine, but it's pretty bad. I beg her with my eyes. Go on, lick it up in one go. Kaneda has no pity. She orders me coldly. I can't back down. I scoop up my own semen with my tongue. It's still warm. An indescribably saltiness spread in my mouth. So how does your own semen taste? I fight back the tears that well up as I shudder at the nasty sensation of my semen on my tongue. Kaneda smiles happily, seeing me cringe. Swallow. Don't spit it out. I shake my head. I can't swallow. I can't spit it out. Go on, swallow. I try to swallow a few times. My body won't let me. On top of it is the semen. On top of it, the semen has started to congeal in my saliva. It keeps getting stuck in my throat and I can't swallow. Hurry up already. Kaneda grabs my nose. I suddenly want to breathe through my nose. I'm starting to suffocate. I realize that I have to swallow to breathe. I gather my resolve, close my eyes, and swallow the milk. It feels like I'm swallowing egg whites. I get goosebumps all over, but somehow manage to get through it. I had no idea I would have to eat my own semen. There's more left. Go on, have some more. Her inhumane words hit me hard. I become dizzy at the sight of the large quantities of semen I've released. I continue to lap it up. I resisted at first, but by the end, I am numb and I swallow without being told. When I finally finish licking up all that I release, I'm freed from this hell. Well done. I didn't think you'd drink it all, are you stupid? I'm not entirely selfish, so now I will wash you. I was glad to hear those words. If things got even worse, I'd get seriously depressed. Lie down. Huh? I cocked my head at Kaneda's instructions. I don't know why I have to lie down for her to wash me. Hurry up or I can't wash you. I don't really understand, but I do as I'm told. Is she gonna soap herself up and then rub herself on me? I lie down, imagining this scenario. Not face down, face up. I turn over right away. I can't believe she's gonna start with my front. My heart starts to pound with anticipation as I imagine us in an embrace rubbing against each other. I get erect again because of my fantasy. Okay, here goes. Huh? Kind of squatting over my face. I still don't get it. Yep. Kind of pushed with her lower back. But wait, it can't be. I finally got it, just as a yellow liquid started to come out of Kaneda's groin towards me. Kaneda's urine came out, I've been saying Kaneda, but yeah, I think it's the same, Kaneda, whatever. Urine came out forcefully and covered me in an instant. Black, there's more. She pees all over my body, and now she's aiming for my erect penis. The yellow fluid coming from her groin draws an arc and hits my penis. As the warm liquid hits my crotch, this abnormal stimulation is making my penis even harder. Ah ha 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 ha, so how is it taking my special shower? Splash. Kaneda is shaking with pleasure as she covers me with her urine. She looks like another person, not at all like the Kaneda I'm used to seeing, intensely studying a reference book. Kaneda pees on me for quite a while and eventually stops. I look and see that the large amounts of urine she let out is steaming in puddles all around me. I lay there, looking up at Kaneda, steeped in the steam and stench of ammonia coming from the urine. I feel much better. Kaneda shakes and lets out the last of her pee. She sighs satisfactorily. Now I will wash your wrecked thing. She moves on top of me and strongly grabs my erect penis with her hand. Kaneda's crotch comes into my field of vision. It's time to wash. Wait a second. She begins to rub my penis covered in pee. Go on, let's see you let out some of your famous homemade soap. I'm gonna wash you with it to thank you for washing me with it. I cannot describe how I felt having my piss-covered penis rubbed. Hurry up and let it out. Go on. Come while looking at my thing. Kaneda shows her crotch in my face as she rubs with incredible force. I can see her thing in her butthole too. The speed of her hands and her position fill me with an incredible sense of pleasure. Oh, I think it just got harder. Look at how much the veins are popping out. When she notices my excitement, she rubs me even harder. She starts to rub faster. Almost instantly, I feel myself reaching my limit. I'm gonna come! Twitch. Don't get it on my face. My body begins to shake violently. I let out large amounts of hot fluid from my penis. The thick fluid falls all over me in Kaneda. Squirt. Look at how much there is. Kaneda smiles as she squeezes out every last drop that has been building up in my urethra. And when it's all finished, she looks coldly at the white, cloudy fluid all over her hands and body. You must be sick or something, letting out so much of this thick, stinky stuff. I have no energy left to argue. I'm in a daze, exhausted from all the pleasure. Kaneda rubs the white fluid I expelled all over my body. She enjoys it. That lukewarm, slimy sensation is not pleasant since I know what it is. This is for rubbing it all over me. She rubs my thick semen all over me like she's giving me a massage. When she's finished, she looks down at me with a satisfied look on her face. Now I have to rinse you off. It was easy to imagine what she meant by that. I didn't have the strength to fight back. But before that, I have to fill up. Kaneda fills a bucket with water and gulps it down. Burp. After she's finished chugging the bucket of water, she comes back to me, clutching her swollen belly filled with water. I have a small bladder, so it will come out right away. Whatever. Here it comes. After a while, Kaneda feels the urge to pee. Like before, she stands over me and engages her sphincter muscles. Then she begins to pee on me. An almost clear liquid comes out of her crotch with great force. Her forceful urine splashes my body. The semen that was starting to coagulate gets washed off. Despite having just peed, Kaneda pees for a long time, enjoying every moment of it. When she finally pees out everything she drank, the flow stops. There, you're all clean. She smiles as she looks at me, covered in urine once again. She has no concern for how I feel. The one saving grace was that because she drank so much water, it hardly smelled like ammonia at all. Satisfied, she leaves me lying there and begins to rinse her body off with the shower. She finishes that and ties her wet hair back. She returns to her normal prodigy self as if what happened till now was just an act. That was great, Hayami-kun. Now I can concentrate on my studies. Her expression shows no signs of the lewdness of moments ago. In return for letting me indulge, I'll help you study at any time you need. I'll tutor you specially. Now that I know what Kaneda is really like, I'd much rather last ask Otakawa for help. See you later. That was fun. As I listen to Kaneda, a wave of exhaustion comes over me and I lose consciousness. I wonder how long I've been lying here. I eventually come to. I shake my numb head and get up slowly. How awful. I look around. There's no sign of Kaneda. It's like a bad dream. I'm in a state of shock. She looks so serious, but it's all a front. They say there's a fine line between genius and insanity. I know it's all my fault, but that was too high of a price to pay. It's over now, so there's nothing I can do. I just have to let it go as if I got bit by a dog. It's been like this every day since I got here. It's happening so much I'm getting used to it, and that scares me. I wonder if it's gonna seem totally natural to me to be like them. Ugh. It makes me sad just thinking about it. These are my thoughts as I manage to get my tired self onto my feet. I stumble over to the tub to clean my soiled body off. Huh? There isn't a single drop of water left in the tub. That bitch, she pulled the plug when she left. Damn her. I'm so mad my body is shaking. My only choice is a shower. I wanted to soak away some of my fatigue in the tub. This is going to add to my fatigue. I sigh and turn the knob off on the shower. The second the water hits me, I jump in shock. I thought it was going to be warm, but it's freezing cold. Not only did she pull the plug, she turned off the water heater, too. Damn her! That Kaneda, what does she have against me? I shake. How am I going to get my revenge? Damn, I still have the chills. If I catch cold, it's her fault. I shiver the entire way back to my room. I get in my pajamas and climb into bed. Good night. Click, light switch. Okay. I don't feel sleepy at all. I wonder if the cold shower woke me up. I toss and turn and try to get comfortable, but nothing is working. It's all her fault. Damn, the more I think about it, the more I can't sleep. Damn it. I turn on the light and try to think of ways to get sleepy. I remember the Bible that Otokawa gave me earlier. I think I left it in my bag. Rustle, rustle. I open my bag and pull out the Bible Otokawa gave me. I get back in bed and begin to flip through the black Bible randomly. I'm not really interested in the Bible, but I think this would be the perfect thing to make me sleepy. I look at it more closely. Otokawa must have used this Bible a lot. There's all sorts of notes in it. Pages are folded over and the paper itself has changed colors. I bet Otokawa has read this over and over. I can't imagine it's that good of a book. I read from a random page. This village, once filled with people, sits empty. It was once one of the biggest cities, but now it's practically deserted. Our queen is dressed in rags. She cries the night through, her tears fall down her cheeks. Her loved ones cannot console her. Her friends have all betrayed her. They have all become her enemies. I get sleepy instantly reading the passage. My eyelids get heavy. I think I will fall asleep the second I close my eyes. I close the Bible, yawn, and reach for the light switch. Good night. Click. And we're done. Fourth day. All right. And that's where we're going to end it for now. Yeah, the degeneracy has finally started to happen. The crazy fucking shit is starting to happen now. We've had some really light, but this is when shit gets crazy. The Kaneda scene, I clearly remember that scene. So, just wait, because now things are going to get really, really hairy. And I thank you guys for joining me on Grimm's Hentai Corner with Discipline, which is brought to you by SpinningRobotPussy.com. If you somehow got aroused by this, maybe you should pick up a spinning robot pussy. You can do that or grab the Follow Me Eyes today.